In the providence of God, there was an amazing Christian conversion after the United States defeated Japan in World War II. The man converted was named Mitsuo Fuchida. Because of the defeat of the empire, he was disillusioned and lacking any hope. But he was given, again in post-war Japan, a Christian tract by an American stranger. He ended up giving his life to Christ. This man, Captain Mitsuo Fuchida, was the Japanese officer who spearheaded the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor as the lead pilot on December 7th. He's the one who declared Torah, 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 which meant tiger, tiger, tiger. And he, after the war, gave his life over to Jesus Christ. He then began to preach the gospel of Christ to people all over Japan and America, and many years later, he even came to Pearl Harbor on the 25th anniversary of the attack with a gift in hand for the survivors, a Bible with Luke 23:31a inscribed in it, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And now a new book tells the amazing story of the conversion of the man who shouted Torah, Torah, Torah on Pearl Harbor. Author T. Martin Bennett has written a new book on this amazing story. His book is called Wounded Tiger. Josh McDowell called the book mesmerizing. The book, by the way, contains 300 pictures. That's very, instructive. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And the website for this book is woundedtiger.com. The author, again, T. Martin Bennett, and we welcome him to the program. Martin, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Jerry, thank you so much for having me on your show. I love history, I love the Lord, and this is right in the center of the target.
That's exactly right. How did you even first hear about Captain Mitsuo Fuchida?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've always loved true stories from an early age. I gravitated toward biographies, movies that are true, and things like that. I eventually came across the story of John Newton, who wrote the song Amazing Grace, and I was really fascinated with his life story. I later then worked on producing a feature-length screenplay, has not been produced as a film, on his life. So I knew how to do that. So when I came across the story of Fuchida, I thought, well, gee whiz, I know quite a bit about military history, people's conversions. I never heard anything about this guy. So I actually came across a out-of-print book from a defunct publisher, and I had very low expectations. But as I started going through this book, I thought, wow, this is one unbelievable story. And to be honest, the more I've worked on it, the better it's gotten. So that's how I came across the story. I then novelized it to a screenplay, got in front of investors. The problem was, one, they loved it, which was great. But two, they wanted full creative control. That's the way it works in Hollywood. Whoever brings the money in, they have full creative control. And I want to make money, but I don't want to do that at the sacrifice of this story because it is amazing and wonderful and beautiful. So I've turned down four offers to make the film, novelized to book form. Producer of Hacksaw Ridge came to me and said, "Hey, Martin, what are you doing with this project?" And I told him just what I told you. And he said, "Martin, forget about film funding. Get the book to the top of the charts. That's when the investors will come on your side of the table." So that's a very short version of how I came across the story. It is truly, I mean, it's an unbelievable story. And when I tell people about it, they're like skeptical. So I had got a review from a friend last week. She said, "Martin, I thought I didn't really believe you when you told me about this story, but I read this advanced reader copy, which we do for the media." She said, "I was crying my eyes out. This was unbelievable. I have never read a book like this, and I cannot wait to see this as a film."
What was the out-of-print book that you were talking about?
It's called God's Samurai. It's in print now. It's in print. But Wounded Tiger has a lot more information. That's only like military stuff and just Fuchida. There's actually three plot lines in this story. Fuchida, of course, is the main guy, but his life was affected by two other people. One guy was named Jake DeShazer. And he was in the U.S. Air Force, and they bombed Japan. He became a prisoner of war. And then there's the Covell family, who were missionaries and teachers in Japan. They fled to the Philippines. They sent their kids to the U.S. But the daughter ends up being the fulcrum of change in his life, along with this guy, Jake DeShazer. How these three stories come together is just, I mean, it's unbelievable. If it was fiction, it wouldn't work, but it's true.
I'm familiar with Jacob DeShazer. I'm not familiar with the daughter that you mentioned, but I know Jacob DeShazer was he was one of the Doolittle Raiders and then became a prisoner of war. And unfortunately, you know, the way it worked with the Japanese, if they had somebody as a POW, they treated that person, you know, worse than, you know, dirt, just about. I mean, in fact, you would be better off as a prisoner under the Nazis, believe it or not, than under the Japanese, you know, unless it were known that you were Jewish or something like that.
Yeah, so Jerry, you know your history well. You're exactly right. They, if you were a prisoner of war of the Germans, your chance of surviving was like 10 times better than under the Japanese. The Japanese philosophy, which they inculcate into their kids at a very early age, is you triumph over your enemies or you die for the emperor in the process. The one thing you do not do is surrender. And that's just like you don't do it. So even on some of these islands in the Pacific War, these American Marines said they felt sick to their stomach when these guys ran out of bullets. That is, the Japanese ran out of bullets. And they would do a bayonet charge into a machine gun, knowing they are all going to die. There's no chance. So that was the philosophy. You're right about that.
Okay, so who was Jacob DeShazer?
Okay, so Jake DeShazer, he grew up in Madras, Oregon, and he signed up for the Army because he needed a job. He ended up volunteering on this mission, which he knew nothing about, called the Doolittle Raid. And once he found out what it was a very high-risk mission to bomb Japan. This was just about 4 or 5 months after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The United States, Americans, the people, and the government said, we want some kind of a counterstrike to let the Japanese know you're not getting away with this. So they put together this Doolittle Raid of 16 twin-engine bombers launched from an aircraft carrier, and they did this tactical bombing of Yokohama, Tokyo, Nagasaki, Nagoya, that is, just to let them know. And he was a part of that raid. Unfortunately, he was not able to reach their landing spot in China, who was our ally in the war. And he ended up bailing out with the rest of his crew over occupied China. And he became a prisoner of war. He says in his own words, he was crazy with hatred toward the Japanese. But at some point in his incarceration, he started thinking, there's got to be a better way than just hating people. I don't want to be that way. And he remembered his mom, who was a believer, and he found a Bible, and he started reading it cover to cover, and then the Lord started changing his life, and can't give away how it all happened. So, but the Covell family are extremely significant. This daughter, who spoke fluent Japanese, volunteered to work at a U.S. internment camp where she helped Japanese nationals, and then later she volunteered to go to a hospital, and that's where she met Fuchida's engineer, the guy who actually worked on his planes in the battle, you know, in the Pacific War, and he took his story back to Fuchida. That's how it all happened. But what happened and how it happened and why it happened, it is really a phenomenal story.
But this lady that you're talking about, the Fulcrum lady, you were describing something that occurred after the war?
Yes, this happened after the war. So I have to be careful not to give away spoilers here, because that's part of the fun of the story, and that makes it, you know, rewarding for the readers. But her parents, they went to the Philippines to get away from the Japanese, international aggression. They figured there was no way the Japanese would attack the Philippines. Douglas MacArthur was there. There was 100,000 troops there. And they felt like if the Japanese ever attacked the Philippines, they would be safe, which turned out not to be true. But the parents sent their kids back to the U.S., the continental U.S., in order to continue the education. They had three children. And she ended up going to college in upstate New York. And then after the war, she volunteered to go to internment camps. And again, I can't give away what happened or why, but it was mind-boggling what she did and how she did it. And she had no intention to do anything publicly. It was all under the radar. But when I came back to Fuchida, or Fuchida, as they say it in Japan, his question was, where does this love come from? And he wanted to know why someone would love, an American would love the Japanese people. There's more to the story than that. But that put him on a track to understand, figure it out. And he wasn't disappointed either.
Douglas MacArthur famously said, he led the troops, of course, at that time, the American troops. And he famously said after World War II, you know, what Japan needs now is 10,000 Christian missionaries. Apparently, they didn't come. I mean, not to that scale. But in the meantime, God was working. Even Jacob DeShazer went and had some meetings with some people and so forth. Anything you care to share about that, or even Fuchida himself involved?
War, I mean, Jake DeShazer, he wanted to go back to Japan, and his friends they just tortured you. I mean, why would you want to go back there? He said there's a better way to live. Once he found it, he wanted to go back there. Regarding Douglas MacArthur, That many missionaries did not come, but a lot of Bibles were brought into Japan, and that was, you know, Fuchida received one of those New Testaments, and that was began the fulcrum of change in his life. So Fuchida was a very unusual guy. He was handpicked by Admiral Yamamoto. He was the lead pilot in the attack on Pearl Harbor. He was chosen to lead the Midway attack. He was in the middle of that battle. He was in Hiroshima the day before they dropped the bomb. He gets a phone call. He leaves. The city is incinerated. You know, after the war, he had to start thinking, why am I not dead? What is going on here? And that's when he came across the story of Jake DeShazer, who wrote out his story called I Was a Prisoner of Japan. And that started the wheels turning. And then he came across this girl, Peggy Covell. He wonder, you know, why do you love your enemies? I don't understand that. But bottom line, Jerry, is, I mean, people like, I mean, I like true stories. A lot of people like true stories. They just don't like bad endings. This has a number of very positive endings. And I've had literally dozens of people tell me best story they ever read. And this is not just Christians. Non-Christians as well have read it. And it really does open doors and makes people think. And I've had many non-Christians read the book, and I eat dinner with them. And it, I mean, tears rolling down their face about how the story affected them, and said, I really want to know more. So that's what I see this as. It's a catalyst to encourage people to consider God who may have never done it before. On the website, woundedtiger.com, you can read the first chapters for free. It's up there right now.
Jacob DeShazer and Captain Fuchida even went out in, you know, after all the conversions and so forth, they went out in public meetings, as I understand it, in Japan,
they
correct?
Did. They did speak together, not on a lot of occasions, but they did speak together. And that is really, you know, here's the fact, Jerry, that the world is talking about all the things that are wrong, but nobody really has the solutions on what's right. So here you have a man, Fuchida, who hated America, who delighted in bombing Pearl Harbor, and another man, Jake DeShazer, who just wanted revenge on the dirty Japs who bombed Pearl Harbor, and he wanted to kill Japanese people. And at the end, they're friends, and they love each other, and they love others. How does that happen? The world needs to know this, and the story of Wounded Tiger is a demonstration of that, not just talking about it in theory. You can see it in flesh and blood being lived out in front of your eyes, and it's fascinating, and it's encouraging and inspiring.
I once got to do a TV segment about 30 years ago about this story of the two, but mainly focusing on Captain Mitsuo Fuchida. This is for Dr. D. James Kennedy's nationally syndicated television program.
Oh, okay.
And part of the video with Fuchida, and he had already died by then. Jacob DeShazer was still alive, but another producer for the ministry got to do an interview with Jacob DeShazer, so we put it all together. But anyway, some of the video I was able to get and have permission to run it in that segment included Captain Fuchida coming to Pearl Harbor, you know, obviously probably not very welcome there, 25 years after the attack, with a gift, the Bible, with, you know, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I was that man. I didn't know what I was doing, to give to the survivors. And what's significant. And I always remember to this day, you know, his soft voice, I must come back to Pearl Harbor. And, you know, it was like, whoa, what an amazing story. Okay, we have...
It is amazing.
Half a minute left for whatever concluding thought you want. WoundedTiger.com.
Well, I mean, I've worked on this story for 18 years, and people say, why would you spend so much time on it? And it's because it's an amazing untold story that I've seen encourage and inspire any kind of person, old, young, male, female, highly educated, not educated, you know, very on fire believer, a person who hates church and God and everything else. They read the story and something happens. I've seen it happen so many times. So I just want people to be encouraged by this story. Again, you can go to woundedtiger.com, read the first chapters free. The book is not for sale yet. It'll be nationally sold on November 7th, but you can get information on pre-ordering the book. Thanks very much, Sherry. I really appreciate you having me on your show. You know much more about Fuchida than the average guy. I heard that you also met with Don Goldstein, or you interviewed him as well.
I did. Yes. He was a part of that. And At Dawn We Slept was the name of his book. But we're out of time, so I got to let you go. Thanks so much. All the best.
Thanks, Jerry.